Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for sharing some time with us on the program today. In Double Trouble, Double Joy, Criso Josephides shares the challenges and joys of raising twins. Juggling work, family, home, and twins, a daily struggle, she shares the tears and laughter that saw her through. Criso is a mother of three boys born in Cyprus, moved to England where she met her husband. She's a qualified Montessori teacher trained in the UK. Double Trouble, Double Joy is her first book, has been selected for inclusion in the Gold Seal Program, which recognizes excellence in writing and overall potential. Criso Josephides joins us via Skype from the UK on This Week in America. Criso, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's great to be with you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about my book.
Well, I loved having a chance to read it and the amazing story. And it's more than just a mother raising twins. There's just the story of never giving up, getting through obstacles in life that we'll talk about during the course of the program. Let's start by the very basics. When did you decide and why did you decide to write this book, to share the story with others? Talk about the decision that went into to write the book.
Just to let you know, I first had my first boy. A firstborn is always an amazing experience for every parent. I suppose it's always an easier road. But with Stephen and Mario, it was a completely different story. Having the twins, it was a big shock for me. And it took time to sink in because I didn't find out I was carrying twins until I was 5 months pregnant. I was shocked. I was terrified, but everything that I thought it was going to be a struggle turned out to be a wonderful experience, an amazing experience. And I feel like a lot of parents will benefit from my own experience and how I face different situations, different circumstances. That's why I felt very strongly about publishing the book. Having twins is not something you should feel sorry about or worry, is a blessing. People used to look at me say, oh, poor you, you're having twins. I was like, not poor me, I'm lucky. You should say bless you, lucky you, because it is a blessing in disguise.
The book is interesting. The title is Double Trouble, ? And I guess that's where you were in the beginning thinking, okay, I've got double trouble. And then double joy with an exclamation point, which is what you were just saying. Wow, thank you, because this has really changed my life in a positive way. Let's just take a second and go back to where life was at before the pregnancy. You had Antonio, a baby at the time, and you described life as great. You were a stay-at-home mom. You loved every minute of it. Talk about that, because the pregnancy, you thought it was singular at the time, was unexpected. So life was about to change for you then, wasn't it?
Absolutely. When I had Antonio, it was my dream. I loved being a mom. I loved spending time with him. We did so many things, toddlers and moms clubs, swimming club, everything with Antonio. It was just amazing. And especially being a first-time mom, everything was a fantastic experience, and I love being a mom. I wanted a second pregnancy. I was hoping to have a brother or a sister for Antonio, but obviously it wasn't planned. It came earlier than expected. And with the twins, it turned out to be different because I knew instantly, as soon as I found out I was carrying twins, I wouldn't be able to do a lot of things that I did with Antonio. And also I was planning, once Antonio was older enough to attend nursery, to go to work to start, because I've always wanted to be a teacher. So I wanted to take the opportunity when he was at nursery to start training to become a teacher. So I thought, that's it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I have to put everything on hold for a good few years until they're old enough for me to be able to do what I wanted.
It's interesting how this transformation came about from Double Trouble to Double Joy. It's all in the book, Double Trouble, Double Joy. Criso Josephides, our guest on the program. The book's available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon link and get the information. Let's go to when you found out you had twins. You mentioned it was 5 months into the pregnancy. you had not had a scan, and your doctor's what sort of scolding you when he finds out there's no scan, and suddenly he's asking you the question, are there twins in your family? And life changed dramatically with those few words, didn't it?
Yes. I was 5 months pregnant. I had my regular checkup with my GP, and very casually, I just said to him, oh, by the way, I didn't have my 12 months scan. I thought because it was second pregnancy, maybe I didn't need it. So straight away, he said, no, you're going to have to have it. And I remember he arranged me on a Friday that week to go. When it was Friday afternoon, my husband, Antonio, and myself, we went there. There is me lying on the couch having the ultrasound, full of water, because you have to take a lot of water to have the ultrasound. I was bursting. And the doctor turned around and said to me, do you have twins in the family? And I just said, I just need to go to the bathroom. I'm sorry. And I walked out and I thought, no, he can't be serious. I'm just going to go away. And when I come back, he will say I was only joking. But obviously, when I came back, he said, as I was saying, continuing from where he left off, you're going to have twins. I was like, no, it's impossible. He said, no, I told you. I said, no. All my checkups so far were checking for one heartbeat, one baby. So I was very lucky that both the babies were doing so well until the 5 months into my pregnancy, because they never checked for two heartbeats. They never checked for two babies. So it was a God's gift that the boys were both well.
And you talk in the book, Double Trouble, Double Joy, about dealing with the reaction, the ride home with your husband and his reaction as all of this is startling news, because it's not something that you were expecting. I love the cover of the book. And you say, as hard as it has been, I wouldn't want it any other way. Feel the most blessed mother. I have the most valuable treasure in my home, my three stars, my angels. The picture, all three boys there. I love the picture that you use on the cover, because
it's not the boys.
yes. It's amazing that, the story. Let's talk about when this switched from Double Trouble to Double Joy. The moment that the boys were brought into you, the twins were brought in. Talk about that and your feeling at the time, because suddenly you consider this a blessing, don't you?
Obviously, it took me a long time to get over it. I have to admit, I remember sitting on my bed talking to my mom in Cyprus, and I was like, there's no way I can do it, mom, because I was in England in a way on my own. I had my in-laws, but they had their business. They were busy. My husband was working. I was terrified. And I remember my mom said to me, God who sent them to you, he will provide. She said that to me. And honestly, it's true. I mean, the boys were so good. They were sleeping straight away all night long. They were very easy. Antonio was helping me a lot, I have to admit. He would sit down watching his TV programs while he was feeding his brothers. They weren't trouble at all. Yes, it was a lot of work 24/7 because it was two of them. When they were teething, both my husband and I had to be up during the night. But they weren't difficult children. They were very easily adapted. Very, very easygoing children all the way.
With us on the program is Criso Josephides. The book is Double Trouble, Double Joy, the story of raising twins and going from fear and trepidation to laughter and enjoyment and feeling this was a blessing in her life. Talk about the reaction of others, because you mentioned something, and often when you see someone, and obviously they have twins, the feeling is, oh, wow, that has to be difficult. And you say, if you have twins, enjoy it, because this is a sort of a unique perspective you have. You got these two young lives that you're raising. It really something to cherish, isn't it?
It is, because it's not something every parent, well, more or less everyone can have one baby, but to have two together, not everybody has this blessing. And I'm saying it's a blessing because the bond they have with them, I mean, you have to live with them to understand. It's just amazing, the things they do, looking out for each other. It's just something that you cannot put into words unless you experience it personally. And it's not an easy thing. I mean, it's hard enough going to shops with one baby, let alone having to have twins as well. But I've learned very early that I had to stand on my ground, and no matter who was watching, I had to teach boys right from wrong wherever we were. If I said something, they didn't listen. They had to. I wasn't going to go back on my word. A very good example, I remember once we went to the supermarket, all three boys with me. And I said, if you're good, at the end of the day, you're going to get a magazine. Obviously, Stephen and Mario decided to play up. Boys stop. They wouldn't do it. I repeat myself again and again. So at the end, I just left it. At the end, we went to the till and I said to Antonio, okay, Antonio, go and get your magazine. The boys were like, what about us? I'm like, what about you? What do you mean? Do you think you deserve it? So they started crying and crying. But, and it's so difficult when everybody's looking at you and feeling sorry for you, thinking, yes. Oh, you're a lucky woman and all that. I thought, you know, no, I have to do this. They have to learn. So we left. They didn't get anything. 2 days later, I went back to the same supermarket. A lady who knew me said, I just felt so sorry for the boys. I said, no. It's me you should feel sorry for, because if I say something and I don't stick to it, what am I teaching those boys?
Exactly.
That they can get away with murder. So it's not an easy situation. But I've learned that people who are looking at me saying, I feel sorry for you, or you poor thing, you're having twins, they didn't know, they couldn't even come to imagine the pleasure, the joy, the love I got out of those boys. When we were home alone, no one could see the relationship, the love I got out of them, all the special moments with them. I could do it all over again, every struggle, every difficult moment to have them.
The book is so touching because you really describe all of those experiences, the tears and the laughter, as I say, the good and the bad you lay out there. And it's just it's such an enlightening and fun read. The book is Double Trouble, Double Joy. Criso Josephides, the author, is our guest on the program. All of them, and it's interesting, go through these transitions. You talk about they're 4 and a half and they're off to school. For most of us, that's one child that's off, and that's traumatic enough. You have both of them going off to school for the first time.
Yes.
What is that like, trying to share your love with two children that are going off into the unknown, for both of them and for you as well?
You're absolutely right. It was very difficult in terms of, I was so busy with them all the time, and suddenly they were off and I was free. It was such a strange feeling. And also, I always try to talk to the boys together, prepare them, explain to them. And because we always had them in the same class, we decided it was time for them to go their separate ways. So that was very difficult for me, because when we went to school for the first day, I had to go with one and my husband had to go with the other. And I just felt so torn in half, because I wanted to be with both of them at the same time, but I couldn't. So I had to go just with one, make sure he was settled, he was okay, and then go and see the other one when my husband went to the one I was already. So that was really difficult. But you know what? That was only the first day. After that, they never looked back, neither did I. They just settled in, they just got on with it, and that was it. It was the best thing that happened to them.
You know, and time goes by so quickly. Mm-hmm. Now the boys are actually young men. What, Antonio is 21, the twins are 18. You had three teenage boys at one time,
yes,
all in that category. What's it like as they grow up and they become young men and are ready to make their place in the world? This has to be an exciting time as well. Seeing them get out into the world with everything, all the love and affection that you gave them, they can now pass on to others and to their children eventually.
Do you know what? I know probably every parent says that, but just talking about them, I think my heart is going to burst. They're my everything. And not because they're my boys, but I've heard it from so many people. They're just so, I'm so proud, because they're so, so grounded, so good. They're my everything, and they have grown up to be, I'm so proud of the young men they have become, honestly. They're just, it's brilliant to have them. It's just amazing.
You know, in the book, you talk about dealing with challenges and trials as you did in, yes, raising the two children. You also talk very openly about being diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yes.
First of all, how are you doing? How are you now?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
Thank you very much. I'm very well now. Touch wood. So far, so good. Because we never know.
Well, and you talk about that and how to deal with that. And you had to deal with that, hearing it and dealing with it on a personal level, but then explaining to the boys. Talk about the difficulty of doing that and explaining to them that, you know, the mom's sick, that we should be okay, but I'm sick. I'm going through something now.
I remember when my doctor said to me it was cancer, my first question was, what do I say to the boys? Because he knew the boys a lot as well. And I remember he said to me, talking to you as a father, because his son was very similar age to Stephen and Mario, talking to you as a father and as a friend as well, not just your doctor, he said, don't say anything to the boys yet. And that's probably the only time I disagreed with him. I said, no, I can't, because I was always very open with the boys. I was always telling them everything and explaining situations. So I thought, no, they need to know before everybody. I felt that if I was trying to keep things from them and I was on the phone talking either to my doctor or to my parents, they might hear something that I didn't say and they would think things are a lot worse. I always believe that the boys have to trust me and I have to tell them the truth always. So if I told them straight away, this is a situation, it doesn't mean because their granddad passed from cancer and they knew about it. So I said, doesn't mean I'm going to die, but mommy's going to lose her hair. Mommy's going to feel unwell. Mommy might cry sometimes, but do you know what? It's going to go. So those boys gave me the strength. And I remember Mario, one of Mario's friends once said to him, when my hair started growing back, is your mom a lesbian? And Mario turned around and said, no, my mom has cancer. And he told me, he said, mom, this is the situation. And I said, Mario, mom, I'm so proud of you. And I want you to talk about it because, do you know what? It's an illness. Yes, I'm ill, but I'm going to get better. So it was hard telling the boys, but it was the best thing I felt for me, being honest with them and telling them exactly what's going to happen so they knew that there wasn't anything hidden from them, so they could trust me.
A couple minutes left in the program. It's stories like that that you will find in the book, Double Trouble, Double Joy. It's more than just a book on parenting. And talk about that. What is the takeaway you hope readers get after reading the book, Double Trouble, Double Joy?
My main message, I would say, is that never give up. And yes, life will always throw us a lot of challenges. I always believe that our cup should always be half full, never half empty. Just no matter what life throws in you, go for it, get up and carry on. And that thing that you think is the worst thing, it might turn out to be the best thing ever happened to you. It might be the best blessing. That's what happened to me.
The book is Double Trouble, Double Joy. The author is Criso Josephides, and that's C-H-Y-R-O. I've got it spelled phonetically on my sheet. Yeah, C-H-R-Y-S-O, Josephides, J-O-S-E-P-H-I-D-E-S. Don't have to remember all of that, because if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to Amazon and get information on Criso's book there. It's really an excellent read, an excellent job. Are you writing any other books? You're such a gifted writer, won an award for this. Are you working on anything else?
I am working on another project now. So hopefully something else will be out soon.
Perfect. We'll stay in touch because I would love to continue our conversation. Criso, this has been fun having you with us on the program, sharing your story in Double Trouble, Double Joy. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
It is our pleasure. And once again, the information on Double Trouble, Double Joy, available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.